Tamil Nadu Tawheed Jamaat has organized a conference on abolishing superstitious beliefs of Muslims, Bidha, and on achieving social security for the community at Sergnur near Trichy on January 5. It was organized to achieve social security for the community and the rights of Muslims and preserve sovereignty and national unity. The conference passed 11 resolutions, including one seeking the early release of Muslims jailed, including those who have been convicted in the Coimbatore serial blasts case, for decades in the state, treating them at par with other prisoners who are being released based on good conduct. It claimed that the union government was discriminating and acting against their community by passing new laws. It also adopted a resolution to protest against the Modi government democratically, passed a resolution on eradicating superstitious beliefs. TNTJ said participants of the conference, including women and children from across Tamil Nadu and neighboring states, were sensitized to Islam by scholars and leaders of Jamaat. But there have been a slew of allegations, and a police complaint has been preferred. The event went on beyond the time limit given by the police. According to intelligence and police sources, the meeting continued even after 10 p.m. The willful disobedience was considered as obstructing the public servants, police, who have other duties beyond 8 p.m. at other places and caused danger to the health and safety. The complainant sought the police to file a case against TNTJ organizers under IPC Section 188. According to Shaukat Ali, Muhammad preferred online complaints with the police. In that, he said, the TNTJ speaker Suleiman, general secretary, has dubbed the Sunni Muslims as practitioners of bid'ah. He is insulting the Sunni beliefs and is in fact vilifying the Sunni Muslims, promoting enmity, acting prejudicial to the maintenance of harmony, promoting defilement of the dargahs, ceremonies held sacred by Sunni Muslims who have been exterminated internationally and have become refugees in their own land due to the terror activities of ISIS, Al-Qaeda and other Salafi, Wahhabi factions. This has created a feeling among them and raised alarm. Insecurity has gripped their minds. Sunni Muslims of Tamil Nadu are worried over the speech of Suleiman, who said that the Dawai, call to Islam, will continue until Kufr, disbelief i.e. other religions, and Bidah, innovations are abolished. He further said, the speech of Suleiman has helped in the radicalization of society and contempt for other religions, resulting in undermining the unity and integrity of the nation. Therefore, the speech of Suleiman is a covert propaganda in support of the crimes of Al-Qaeda, ISIS and other Wahhabi, Salafi terror groups. Suleiman, it alleged, covertly advocating, abetting, advising or inciting the commission of terrorist acts like destruction of shrines which were done by Al-Qaeda, ISIS and inciting the commission of terrorist acts. Suleiman, by calling for the destruction of Bidah and Kufr, is instigating anyone, by way of other means of whatever means, to cause death, injuries to Sunni deemed as doers as Bidah and other religions, deemed by TNTJ as kafir, and loss of or damage to, or destruction of the dargah or properties of other religions. As such speech of Suleiman warrants action under Section 295A, 505 and 506, 2, 153A, 153B of IPC. He was prohibited by the conditions imposed by the police to vilify other religions and other Muslim sects, and he has breached conditions thereby committing an offense under IPC. One of the TNTJ participants, a youth, is seen using a walkie-talkie. If he has no license, then he has committed offenses under Section 3.4 and 6 of Indian Wireless Telegraph Act and Section 20 of the Indian Telegraph Act. If the set is unlicensed and the organizers allowed the illegal use in a sensitive area is amounted to aiding and abetting the participant in this offense. If the instrument set is unlicensed, it should be seized and a case should be filed against the youth who is in possession of the same and the organizers. The organizers have violated Condition 6 by bringing into the venue unauthorized electronic equipments, police sources explained. Earlier, a Madurai High Court bench directed the Superintendent of Police, Trichy, to pass a reasoned order after considering the petitioner. But the TNTJ violated all conditions like COVID protocol, exhibiting pictures and putting up an exhibition denying the right to worship in Babri Masjid, see photos, which provoked the visitor to cause harm. This is a blatant violation of Condition 7. The petitioner, citing these violations, requested the police to file a case and cancel the permission. Another Muslim outfit, Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'a Alema Sabha, met at E Road on January 15 and 16, adopted 6 resolutions. The resolutions are more or less identical to TNTJ. One of the resolutions says it deeply concerns the dangers, threats and shame the country is facing at the global level. India has a distinct identity, and although diverse in all respects, there is an underlying unity in Indian culture. They are under attack now. All forces who believe in democratic principles should work united with bravely and confidently come under one umbrella to implement a clear action plan to redeem the ageless culture and fame considering the future. Another resolution has urged the Tamil Nadu government to take steps to premature release of Coimbatore serial bomb blasts and other Muslim convicts who should be allowed to live with their families at the fag end of their lives. The government should consider this on compassionate grounds and leniently. Last month, SDPI conducted a meeting in Tirupur, defying the court and police orders. On February 5, 2023, three Muslim women dressed in burqas entered the famous Nellayappa temple in Tirunelveli and took pictures around the Shiva and Amman shrines. It is alleged that the women in the black veil went up to the Sanctum Sanctorum and took pictures of various places inside the temple. It is a great concern and a breach of the norm, violating the dress code and the presence of other faiths. Hindu Munnani State Secretary Kutralanathan reported the incident to the temple office and the local police, who are now investigating the incident using CCTV footage. On their official Twitter handle, Hindu Munnani, hum, said, none of the temple staff even asked how they can enter the temple with black veil. When the hum functionaries came to know the information and arrived at the spot, the persons wearing the black veils came out of the temple and started running without stopping. Why the person came, what they brought, and what they did is still a mystery. Vision 2030 Nehemiah Push met in Chennai at a private star hotel on January 10 and 11 and elaborated in depth on how to achieve the targets of building 4 lakh churches all over India in areas where they are not by 2030. While Hindu outfits have no such luxury, their requests for holding a rally, public meeting, or route march were denied permission by the police.